This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The government says the prisoners being held at the U.S. Naval Base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, do not have the right to a lawyer when they want to challenge their detention. In June, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the detainees can have access to American courts to challenge their imprisonment. As those cases get underway, the Pentagon is now arguing that access to courts doesn't necessarily mean access to lawyers. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
The government's filing comes a month after the Supreme Court ruled on the Guantanamo case involving 14 detainees. The brief, which was filed on Friday, tests the boundaries of the High Court's decision. Adam Sharns was formerly with the Justice Department's Office of Legal Affairs. He says the government's filing is a 32-page argument as to why the detainees do not have the right to counsel.
Their argument is that the detainees are held as enemy combatants in a military campaign, and that they are outside the United States and are not United States citizens, and therefore they do not have a constitutional right to counsel.
Sharon says technically the Supreme Court only decided that the federal courts had jurisdiction to hear challenges by the Guantanamo prisoners. It didn't say anything about whether the detainees could have a lawyer.
It's absolutely absurd. It's really an outrageous assertion.
Thomas Wilner is representing 12 Kuwaiti detainees who have been held at Guantanamo Bay for more than 2.5 years. He says if the detainees were given access to the courts, it's assumed that they would have access to counsel. Wilner questions the government's motives in filing the brief.
It comes as close to contempt of court as any filing I've ever seen by the government. Their purpose might be delay, it might be stonewalling, it might be trying to get this past the election. I don't know.
To complicate matters, the government's brief says that even though it doesn't have to, it will grant the detainees access to counsel, but under certain conditions. The lawyers must have security clearance. Any information between client and attorney is subject to review, and in some cases, monitoring of conversation between the detainee and his counsel. Wilner says those requirements intrude on the lawyer-client privilege.
We have an ethical obligation to maintain the confidentiality of our communications. If we come upon information that is an imminent threat to the nation, we are allowed and would disclose that to the government. That's really enough.
The government's filing includes an affidavit by the deputy commander at Guantanamo that says the nearly 600 detainees still represent a huge security threat, and that the lawyers could unwittingly pass on strategic information to others. Robert Levy, a senior fellow in constitutional studies at the Cato Institute, says the government probably knows that it will lose the battle about access to counsel. But Levy says it's chosen to define what it views as reasonable restrictions to that access.
Well, the government is trying to preserve all of its options, not giving an inch. The underlying questions, that is, the restrictions that are placed on meetings, the handling of classified information, those are all things that the court is going to have to resolve.
Defense counsel say they plan to file a brief with the court soon, arguing that the government's assertions should be rejected. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.